Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
Awesome, awesome. I am Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, and we have an awesome show planned tonight on the Love Cafe. Our format is fitting that you will really have an opportunity to respond. We want you to be a part of this show. The Love Cafe is the legal love talk show that soothes your appetite. The Love Cafe has a menu that is truly, truly inclusive. First of all, we have the appetizer starter, which is the lust. We have the entree, which is an attraction. Then we have the dessert, which is the attachment. And the beverage, you just wash everything down, is the thing that awakens you. And that's what it's all about. It's about awakening you about love. Our acronym and our title, we truly want to use in Love Cafe. We just talk about what's on the menu. But also the acronym is so important that we can focus on that. But we want to make sure you be a part of this. We want you to be able to call in or dial in to 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I will just think or ask you to offer your location. And after your location, your expertise. If you want to just hear the show, listen to the show, you can go to the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Also, if you want to check us out on Instagram, we partnered with the Brothers of Fire Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated out of Greenville, Alabama, through their Instagram. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We also have other panels that we sometimes broadcast through. If you do not, you can just check us out through the Smith Way Production. And Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. We also broadcast from time to time through Twitter. So if you want to tweet the show, you go to at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at WBSW underscore internet underscore talk underscore radio. And we are broadcast on Facebook. So glad to have an opportunity to do that. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/DrLDalberto Smith. So we have two devices, so you have a great opportunity to be a part of this, share your thoughts on this vessel that we have here, this social media vessel. We were able to be blessed in January to be able to bring about our internet tool radio station. Again, that's WBSW. We're the voice of the Smith Way Production. It's an internet talk radio. The only one that have an opportunity to focus on the many topics in the social aspects of life, economic, education, political, just plain old life issues. And we talk about relationship and we talk about love. And that's what it's all about. So we want to kind of move forward with our show and talk about some things that's really important. Now, WBSW is truly, truly an opportunity through the Internet Talk Radio network where you can be heard. This station can be heard in 18 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, which we can't even travel unless we be essential, is essential to purpose. Canada, south of the borders, in Mexico. We also want you to know that we have a lot of shows, a lot of our shows, on-demand episodes. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, WNSW Internet Talk Radio. And you truly have an opportunity to hear the 370-plus episodes dealing with all of the topics that's a part of your life, but truly dealing in your neighborhood block by block. This is Real Talk. And we're so glad to have an opportunity. You can check us out on Google Plus, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Blog Talk Radio, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We also have a YouTube channel. So it's all about getting the word out, and we want to make sure we can get it to you. And we got, like I said, an awesome topic. We'll give a shout out to Tony Brown, 7717. A shout out to LaKay Pickett, the founder of Inspire to Inspire. I always tell her, you inspire me. And I thank you for stepping out there and inspiring individuals, but putting that title out there and doing the work, Inspire to Inspire. Have some awesome projects going on. Go to Facebook and check her out. That's LaKay Pickett. It's LaKay Pickett, PICKETT. And make a request if you will try to get friendship with her. Find out, but just find out what she's doing, what her organization is doing, how she provides that in the community. She's also a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We give a shout out to them as well, all the Deltas who's able to check us out as well. All the Divine Nine, the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. A shout out for the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, we want to shout those out because they're either our staff or they work with us as co-hosts or they just support us. So we're so glad to have each and every one of them being a part of this. See, tonight we want to focus on love. We're going to focus on real love versus fake love. And one of the important things that we talk about, we always talk about our title, The Love Cafe, we break it down into the acronyms of L-O-V-E. We say love is important to understand, it's important to feel, it's important to be protector, it's important to be provider. All of that is all about love, and love is the essence of the soul. So we break it down and look at the L. The L is listening. You must be an effective communicator if you want to be in a successful relationship. You have to be able to listen just like you're talking. It's a two-way street. You expect that person to listen to what you have to say, please give them the same opportunity by listening to what they have to say. It's so important. It's truly, truly the only way you can be successful in a healthy relationship. The L is listening. The L is truly love. See, we have to understand the value and the importance of love. See, love is a state of mind. That's how important it is. It becomes to the point your state of mind allows you to be unconditional. And love is not for everyone. So when we talk about the L, it's not for everyone. It sums up the acronym. Love is peace, joy, and happiness. Love includes pure, painful, sweetness, respect, admiration, care, and never, never subject your partner to hurt, humiliation, or any form of abuse. Love is when you choose to be at your best when the other person is not at their best. Love is when what you want is never important. It's about compromising sometimes. So we also have to believe that love is all about understanding my needs, your needs, my wants, and your wants. If you understand what that is, you truly, truly know what you need. See, we need air, water, and all the necessity to live. Wants is something that we are able to compromise and still survive. So we have to make sure we understand love is all about looking at the whole picture, seeing the paramount of life. Love is truly, truly deeply committed and connected to someone or something. We have to always understand that this is the true essence of love. Love is a basic necessity in everyone's life because everyone needs to be loved to live a proper and a healthy life. And that's what we're going to talk about, you being able to identify real love and fake love. I want to give a shout out to my co-host who's able to join me on a volunteer basis from time to time. We're going to give a shout out to David to call in. We'll introduce him again. Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt out of the state of Texas, particularly the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Sherita Duncan hails out of Central Alabama. She's an author, truly, truly, a life coach, owner of a semi-professional basketball team. We also want to shout out to the young lady who's always putting the boots on the ground. And that shout out is to Tina Robinson in Oakland, California, that joins us as well from time to time. We thank them for taking time to join us. And when they're able, they'll call in and they'll be ready to be heard. But at this point, you're going to get a chance to communicate with me. So we want you to be able to call in. The call-in number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I will identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Actually, give me your location or your name and offer your comments about whatever topics we're talking about. It is a blessing to be here. We mentioned about love in our acronym of the Love Cafe. The O is being able to overcome challenges and overlooking faults. The V is valuable. See, having value in what you're doing. You have your values. That person have their values. You come together and have mutual values so it can be successful. The E is everything. It requires an effort. It requires you to put the work in. Never take it for granted. When someone is putting the work in and it's something you're not happy with, you're not able to talk with them, you rather step away than step to them if you affect the communication. It is important now. You have to understand it requires you to give every effort you have. Give everything. The E is excitement. If that person make you laugh, keep you smiling, because it's all about a healthy relationship. They don't come around too many times. Everybody can't do it. So the excitement is important. It don't have to be you got to go places. Just being able to spend time and there's a comfort there. Whether it's through a virtual way or face-to-face, there's a comfort enough that keeps you excited inside because that's where your love begins, inside of your heart and your soul. Makes you tickle to the fanny. That's what it's all about. The other part of that E, encouragement. So you have to be able to encourage that person. Encouragement takes a challenge for everybody because love requires you to be selfless, not selfish. And too many times people want to worry about what makes me happy. Yes, we want to be able to identify what makes us happy, but we also got to keep in mind that it is good to make somebody else smile. You have to know what your love language is. Your love language might be physical touch. Your love language might be affirmation. Your love language might be receiving gifts as well as giving gifts. And we want you to keep in mind that there's many love languages. I just named a few. Something that keeps you encouraged. Something that keeps a smile on your face. Something that allows you to know that if I give everything, if I'm excited about being, I'm encouraged and now I'm being empowered. That's what love is. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealousy or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not to the point where it becomes irritable. It is not about keeping a record about who's wrong. Love is all about rejoicing in the righteousness for his name's sake. And that's what it's all about. So we want to get started with our topic tonight. That is our title, which is Real Love and Fake Love. See, too many times it takes things and experience to realize what exactly is real love and fake love. You have to be able to define what love is. I have gave you several definitions, several thoughts, several ideals. I have contemplated a lot of things there, and I discussed it. Love, as all emotions, has a external physical reality. It may be driven by normal events, but it is none less as purely subjected, a purely subjected experience. A purely subjected experience. So we have to keep in mind love is all about engulfing all the emotions, not just one or two of them. You can't pick and choose which one that's going to make you happy. It's all about all the emotional aspects. Love is all about emotional well-being. You may be going through some things yourself right now. But you have to remember, if you say you understand what real love is, you have to understand that those individuals go through those same things just like you. You can't strike out. You can't hurt. You can't humiliate. And you cannot emotionally abuse them. I'm telling you, it's so important that we understand that. Because our heart, when it's taking a shot, it withdraws. It goes into its protection mode. The shield of armor come up, and you begin to protect that was so important to you internally. Real love is hopeful. See, we got to remember that. Real love is all about hope and faith. Fake love is easily given up. Real love includes you in its future and sees you as a person it wants to be with the rest of your life. That's what real love is. Fake love is nothing permanent. See, fake love has no permanent plan that includes you. Fake love comes about when you see something that you want. You're willing to tell and act a certain way. As long as it's going your way,
What you do when it don't go your way? See, real love said, I'm gonna, I know what it is, and I know what I want, and I have hope, and I have faith in it. I can't let that one thing turn me around. That's real love. But fake love has nothing permanent for you. There's no permanent plan. See, we have to always understand that. So we ask them, what is the difference between real love and fake love? I just ran off a few things. But I want to be a little bit more specific and name seven things. And if it fits where you've been in your life or where you've been in your life before, please take that pad, divide it, and look at the pros and the cons, the pros of the real love and the cons that you're going to encounter. That way you know whether you truly have fake love. Real love supports goals and dreams. Real love supports goals and dreams. You don't take an interest in somebody. That's the person you know for you. You got to support their goals and their dreams. See, fake love puts itself first. See, when you become petty, when you become, I'm all about me. See, and you're telling your person, because it's easy to say that I love you. But do you truly, truly love from the inside? Or are you doing an external thing? Ask yourself that. Because you're thinking about yourself. You're thinking about that. It's all right. It's all right for you to be in that situation. But we learn from our experience. See, sometimes we don't realize because we dealt with some things, we took some time, but we truly did address those things that was going on with us so we can be under, so we can be understood. What we do is we hide them for a while, then they send a representative and the real person shows up. And when they show up, they show out. And we have to always remember that. See, a partner who has a real love for you wants you to go after everything and be successful. Truly, they're there to support you. They're going to be when times are rough. That's the person that shows you real love. See, fake love is you take what they're giving to you, and long as it's good to you, what you do is come back with things, you begin to see the light, then you turn on those people. Man, that's, and the little things you call small are the things that will set everybody free. Small you will be to the other person. So they call that fake love. See, we talk about real love. It's how you search and find and put in a position. See, God brings people together for a purpose. And it's up to us to be able to let our internal part see through it. See, to find a true lover who can give you real love, you have to know what real love is. Don't say because somebody else say what it is. You search your heart to see what real love is. See, some people say real love truly, truly could be an attraction. See, real love is about the, for some people it's external. But the truth of the matter, if they call that real love, they can't fake it for so long. So it's real love at that point. But you can only fake it for so long. We all like to have things our way. We always want things to be working in our favor. We don't take anything away from that. But when you have real love for somebody, you understand what they're dealing with. See, we have to truly understand that when people are attracted to you, willing to be genuine with you, they're giving you genuine love, you should be able to get it in return. Don't do it when it's convenient for you. See, that's what we do. We like to do it when it's convenient for us. Let's make it convenient. See, the truth of the matter, since you're making it convenient, you're truly saying you're loving the wrong person. Search deep down. Pray to our Lord and our Savior. Pray to our God that let me understand what real love is. See, everybody understand that real love is all about what's going on in your life. I'm concerned about that. Fake love always has an agenda. Fake love usually come or occur based on some kind of motive behind it. How am I motivated today? What motive do I have? What can I gain? Is it going to be all right for right now? When the tough time comes, how will it be? Is that who I want to be with? See, real love is all about a healthy relationship. See, fake love is all about shame. See, it's accepting. Real love is all about accepting what's going on. See, when you can do that and work with that person that you say that you really love, you can make it. But if you dealing with fake love, see, fake love will create shame. See? That's why you got to check your feelings at the door. We want you to be a part of this call, be a part of this show. Give us a call at 347-857-4192. We're asking you also to play a part in our giveaways that we have. We're sowing a seed. We need to get your Cash App. We need to get your PayPal. We need to also get your Apple Pay, whatever transaction source that you use, mechanism you use, get that to us. And you can be a part of raffles that we have. We have four raffles coming up, and we're going to have some later in the year as well. But right now on June the 30th will be the second one that we have, because the 31st we had our first one. The second one that we're raffling we're raffling off on June the 30th. This is a three-day, two-night trip to Atlanta. We're going to be paying for the hotel and the tax, and you will be responsible for the travel and the meals. Then on July 15th, we're raffling off two bikes. It's going to be separate, one at each time. And you can be the winner if you get your Cash App and your PayPal or any kind of transaction process that you have to move money from yourself to others or receive money. Those two adult bikes. Then on August the 1st, we will be raffling off a four-day, three-night trip to the sunny beaches of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or Gatlinburg, Tennessee. If you win, you select whichever one you want to go to and enjoy yourself. We will pay for the hotel and the tax. You will take care of your travel and your meals. So get it in. This is how you'll be able to get it in. If you're on Facebook, DM me your Cash App. If you're on Instagram, message me your Cash App. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can go to WVSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22 at gmail.com. On Lorenza
drdsmith15@gmail.com, or you can text the office, and the number is 334-467-7261, 334-467-7261. So we want you to be a part of it. So we get you Cash App, PayPal, Apple Pay, whatever transaction you use where money can be transferred to you or you receive money, get it to us because we will sow seed in your life. No problem with sowing a seed. Yes, we've sowed seed in many already, but we continue on. And they're going to come back around. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going the rest of this year because God is good. He's not only good, he's awesome. He had made a way out of no way. That's why we turn it over. See, real love comes from our Lord and Savior. See, our Lord and our God gave his only begotten Son. And he died for our sins. That's truly real love. That's truly real love. If you want to know about love, open up your software, your hardback of our Bible, and read it. And you can understand what love is and what love does. We were talking about real love and fake love. See, real love is not about a secret. See, fake love have secrets. Dishonesty in any facet in a relationship is a total no-no. Because a healthy relationship requires you to be all about honesty, trust, communication, dedication, devotion, willingness to do it, willing to put the work in. It's all about effort. It's all about self-love. Those are characteristics. See, real love is all about protecting everybody, never hurting, humiliating, or anything of this. Fake love aims to harm you. Fake love is going to harm you. See, if your partner tends to go for low blows, he could seriously hurt you during an argument or disagreement. That's a telltale sign that it isn't real love. Real love may hurt you emotionally at some point, but the pain will never be inflicted intentionally. The person who really and truly loves you will never want to hurt you or cause any harm to you. See, fake love might intentionally hurt you. I can remember I call him his boots on the ground, which is Tina Robinson out of Oakland, California. She talks about her story, led her to come up with her ministry, owning my own truth. Owning my own truth. Think about this day. And she talked the way she was abused, that she had had several surgeries since that time when she come out of a marriage and abuse was full force. And she said that her abuser always said, you know I love you. So you're hurting me, you humiliate me, you're causing abuse to me, and you're still telling me you love me. That's a powerful thing. But don't fall for it. Don't let them trick you because that hurt is intentional. That shows how loyal that person is to you. They want to be in control of you and the relationship. So don't do nothing with them. If they show it one time, that's enough. You don't have to have it 3, 4, 5 times to determine how that person feels about you. See, real love will stick it out when fake love bails. See, fake love finds one thing that not comfortable they see or been done, and they bail out. They disappear. They truly, truly are not willing to put the work in. That's fake love. Bail out. That's fake love. Real love isn't all sunshine and rainbow. But the truth of the matter, that's real. That's real part of life. Sometimes it's not always sunshine. A lot of time it ain't all about rainbows. We have to understand individual doesn't love the first stage of the dating process. But the first stage is the most important. That's an associate, which is a tier one, or the truly, truly acquaintance. You'll find out. You will find out. See, real love don't pretend. They don't send a representative. See, real love will help you face things, you know, head on. See, fake love will allow you to hesitate and back up. Think about where you are. Real love forgives while fake love holds a grudge. Don't even know what you're mad about, but you're holding a grudge. That's a mistake that you're going to make. But truly, truly, the truth will set you free. You may have thought you was in love. You thought that you loved that person. You gave them that gift by telling them that, but you wasn't ready. You wasn't ready. You wasn't ready. Come on, a real love forgives while fake love holds grudges. Be honest with the person. You know, what you did wasn't right. We can communicate, we can talk, it's cool, but continue on doing it again and again. Because it was true blue, true to yourself, and you knew what you had, you wouldn't do that. Real love supports goals and dreams, while fake love is itself first. Ask yourself, is that person supporting my dream? That person supporting me while I'm going through the challenges in life? Is that person there for me? Have they been there for me? Ask yourself there. They didn't put themselves first. They was there for you. Now you make that determination. Is that the person I want to be around? Just remember that. Always remember those people that support you, those people that provide, protect, make you feel the sense of security. The ones that love you truly gives all from their heart and their soul. Those are the ones you should spend your time with. These people that are telling you this and not hadn't showed you anything. Now, they may not show you everything, but if they show you an effort. See, I always said, I was talking about today with my grandson. We was over at the swimming pool. He just started going through swimming lessons on Monday. He was doing real well, doing the kick, doing everything. So the sponsor, the person working with him, the lifeguard working with him, decided, said, well, he's doing well enough to go to the deep. So when he got there, normally would be a group where a couple of little small kids that can't swim because he wasn't sure. You know, he didn't have the confidence, but building the confidence. So he went over, so he with a new group of young ladies, that's a lifeguards, and take them over to him, another young man over there to like the 4 or 5 feet. Let them jump off the deck so they can go into the water. He had confidence to do that, but he had the willingness to do it after 3 days. Then they said, let's go to the deep. He got down. He jumped down in the deep. was able to swim his way back to the deck, the side of the pool, if you want to call it, and good. Now, when they went to the step of putting him on the platform, which is probably about 3 feet off the ground and off the pool side, oh, he couldn't do that. Something else took control. But he was willing to go after being there 3 days on the fourth day to jump in the deep. After 3 days. But you know the thing about it, when you support and love your people, he kept looking to see if I was standing over there watching it. I was standing there. I was sitting down, matter of fact, on a little area where all the parents and the grandparents and whoever it may be could sit there and watch. He was looking, but he couldn't see me. It took him a while, but he never really jumped off in there. I could see he was almost probably in tears because there was a fear came over him. But just remember, he was willing to take that challenge without even thinking about it because he jumped in there 3 times from off of the side of the pool. But when he got up on that platform, 3 feet brought him up a lot higher. But the thing about it I want to share, he was willing. You have someone that is willing to support your goals and your dreams. Don't run them off. Don't run them off. See, they real. You might need to check and see if you're real because you might be fake yourself. We're talking about fake love. We want you to be a part of the show. Call in. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure you get on the line so you can have a conversation or chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Truly a pleasure to be before you talking about real love versus fake love. And once we identify the last four digits of your cell, we'll actually, when we call it out, to be ready to become live and share your location along with your expertise. It's all about real love and fake love. What are the signs of fake love? Because, see, if you're not sure about real love, at least you'll know what fake love is. And we're going to share some signs. These might not be all the signs. I'm reaching over trying to give people waves and throw my hands up and tell them thank you for joining us. What are some signs of fake love? See, to really know that love is in your relationship is not fake. This is what you have to kind of look for some things, see. These are the things you have to watch out for. Their emotional distance. In a relationship, fakers have a tendency to be non-communicative. They don't communicate very well. They don't have the effort that they need to do to be able to communicate. See, also, they always willing to throw in the towel. That's your fakers right now. They don't want to meet you halfway. They're unconcerned. And it's basically, you see that. When you will experience it. One thing about it, tell people always say, well, you don't really know until you get deep, deep. No, you know early. That's why effective communication, verbally or nonverbal, is so important. You observe people's behavior. You observe the way they act. So you'll know whether they willing to go all the way. Or they want to go halfway. Or they want to put 50% in and leave 50 out. You have to recognize that. You can see they're not concerned about what's going on with you. Give a shout out to my frat brothers that's joining us on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville 110. That's Tyrone, Giardo 1914. Also, we got Tony Brown, 7717, and Victory For Me, 77. Thank you so much. I'm trying to see exactly what symbol they have up there. But thank you so much for joining us. And also on Facebook, we have several that's in the eye, but they're not showing up. But we're going to do a shout out for Tay Pickett with Inspire to Inspire. Remember, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, or check her out, You can go to our Facebook page. Brothers and my sister, we just want to understand when we're talking about fake love, signs, are they willing to throw in the towel? When it's a, you know, they pick an argument so they can leave. Return 3 days later. They won't meet you halfway. That means they compromise. See, real love requires compromise because you're in your efforts to meet their needs and their wants. To need, you have to have that. Wants can be compromised. Fake love, a sign of it is a gut feeling. You have a gut feeling. And you know what? You don't get that gut feeling after 5, 6, 7, 8 months. You get it in the first month, first 2 months. I'm just being honest. You get that gut, wait, something's not right here, but I'm going to see where it goes. Other people may say, experts may say, well, you can see it. You need to truly get that gut feeling. You need to say, wow, I might need to let you go on that road by yourself. But some people do. Take an opportunity to see where it's going to go because maybe that, you know, was a gut feeling, but then again, you like, well, let me give the benefit of the doubt. And sometimes it don't work out. How can you tell if a guy, now, ladies, you want to know this, is faking love? First of all, there are no special moments. There is no serious discussion. It's about a power game all the time. You don't know much about each other. Sex is the only thing that keeps you together. Those are some things and some signs that person is faking this. That's a guy. How can you tell if a girl is faking it? You both climax at the same time. It's what we all want, but it is real to expect to climax at the same time. Wow, is that a sign? Okay. Her chest is a sulky and red. I don't know what that's talking about right there. Woo! Come on now. Her eyes haven't changed. Oh, her pulse is throbbing. I don't know where. No, I'm not going to go to that one right there. I'm going to leave this one alone. And it's all about that person being uptight, not willing to relax, not willing to really be serious about what you're doing. So that way you can realize that this is not the individual that I want to spend maybe the rest of my life with. We want you to still be a part of this show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. We want to give a shout-out to McKenzie & Associates, Shopping on Wheels for Home Products. Call them on Smith, 404-862-3800. 404-862-3800. King Transportation Service. You can contact the owner, Lyndon King Sanders, in West Alabama, one of the top transportation services, 205-454-8157. Let's move forward to closing of the show. We want to discuss, truly discuss how you really know the love in your relationship is genuine or not. As we talked about in our earliest show at 1 o'clock, we were talking about what everybody, especially children, need. And especially we were talking about the real game about fatherhood. We was talking about getting our boys ready to be able to function in fatherhood, manhood. grown zone. Grown man business. Mature man business. We always talked about how important the boy father as a pillar in the relationship. He's not a co-parent. He's a parent. The mother's a pillar and she's a parent. Now, adjusting how they handle it in putting their son or daughter in the right position to be successful by modeling what goes on is something that has to be communicated. So let's talk about determining whether this person that you say you're in a relationship is genuine. Is the love there? When we was talking about what is needed, the pillars of mom and mother and the father is that they are so important. Both of them are so important for the development of emotional well-being. So when we talk about in a relationship and you know one that's genuine, these are the things you look for. Ties into the model that you experience in your fundamental principle early in your life. You can tell whether the relationship is genuine or not. They're a point where you can recognize emotional distance. In a relationship where emotional distance, fakers has to a tendency to be non-communicative. The difference between them and someone with genuine love for you is the extra effort. The extra effort needed to reach out when it's not so easy. Next thing, always willing to throw in the towel. You heard me set that up earlier. Always willing to throw in the towel. Always trying to pick a fight so they can get out the door. See, they create conflict because they know conflict can cause them to bail out and get out of there. And by getting out of there, they say they're done. They showing that sometimes their actions speak louder than their words. They don't ever want to meet you halfway. Compromise is not part of their plan. You need to recognize that. You need to know. See, a relationship and compromise is like two peas in a pod. And not having and putting in the effort is a universal sign. I want you to remember this. Not willing to put the work in, not willing to put the boots on the ground, not willing to work, not willing to make the effort, not willing to do what they're supposed to do is a universal sign of disinterest. And they don't care very, very much about the relationship. It doesn't make a difference whether it's successful or not. They smile for a little while, and then they'll begin to frown all the time. The frown is the discomfort. The frown is the distance. The frown is the halfway. The frown is truly, they're ready to throw it in towel. Unconcerned. See, they're in the relationship. They're very unconcerned. If it's an authentic relationship, requires you to be genuine, it sparks feelings of passion for each other. You will be curious. You will be concerned. You will be involved. You will be willing. You'll be dedicated, you'll be committed in all that the other person does. That gut feeling, I talked about it earlier, I want to kind of put something to it. When you get that gut feeling, many times when someone doesn't really love you, you will know. There's usually
that sixth sense, that gut feeling, some people intuition, that thump, but something that grinds up inside of your stomach and keeps you prickling at yourself. That's what it's all about now. See, we're coming to the end of the hour, being blessed to understand real love and fake love. Truly, we talk about love, the acronym of love. You understand love is a state of mind. Real love is a state of mind. Real love is unconditional, and real love is not for everyone. Some people fall into fake love. Real love is peace, joy, and happiness. Real love has nothing to do with someone hurting you, humiliating you, and abusing you. That is not real love. That's fake love. Every time I come before you, I'm so thankful God has truly blessed me to be here to share with you hopefully something that will be important enough that you can think about and pray about so God can guide you in a direction where you can find real love and also open your eyes and give you that gut feeling about fake love. I'm so glad you took the opportunity. Thank you so much. We still want you to get your cash out for you. You can use on Instagram on the message or the comment section, and you can send me a cash app because we're sowing a seed in your life. But we're also making sure we include you in the four raffles we have. And also the raffles that we're going to be coming up later on in the year. Having sponsorship that's willing to work with me, be a part of this. We thank them for sponsoring a lot of our shows. And also help sponsoring our trips of the future, our giveaways of the future. On June the 30th, we'll be giving through a raffle and your name selected a three-day, two-night trip to Atlanta. We're going to pay for the hotel. We're going to pay for the taxes. You are required to pay for the travel and the bill. On July the 15th, we'll be wrapping off two of the bikes. Your name is Paul, and we're going to connect with you, and we want to make sure you have an opportunity and be a part of it. Tyrone is asking for, my frat brother is asking for the call-in number. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. We want you to be able to be in the raffle so we can pull your name and you can select a bike. Because if you're a female, you might want to get a female bike. You know? All right. Thank you, Frat, for giving that cash out. I can do cash out. Okay, then, brother. Thank you. We'll put your name and put your cash out in the raffle. We will be sowing a seed in your life. We'll also put your name in the raffle. On the 1st of August, we will be wrapping off 4 days and 3 nights. You can go to the sunny beaches of, or the sunny beach of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Or you can take it to the hills in Tennessee. The hills to the point where you can enjoy yourself in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Get your cash happy. You have ways you can use, just like Brad did on Instagram. You can do it on Facebook, DM me. Or you can message me through Instagram, or you can go to the other many accounts that you might be attached to and do it through Instagram. You can also tweet me your cash app. We'll tell you to go to at WBSW_internet_talk_radio. Or you can go to LorenzaDSmith15. If you go to that one, it's going to put you in with a couple other ones. It's going to put you in with Instagram. Also, my Gmail account is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Send me your Cash App. Send me your PayPal. Send me any transaction that you use, that you transfer money back and forth, so we can sow a seed in your life, but also make you a part and put you a part of the raffle that we have, the full raffle we have coming up this summer. We're so glad to have you. God has been so good. He's blessing all of us to see another day. As the song says, I think I did it earlier tonight. It's another day's journey. And I'm going to tell you, I'm glad. I'm glad because he thought about me, that I can go out and do his work. So this vessel is a vision he gave in 2017 to bring the word, give you an opportunity to make sure the word is out. See, a brother said Venmo. Let me make sure I get it right. I have your brother. I have that as well. So you're good. I got you. And I'll make sure we put it in there. So it's another day's journey. We have a show coming up Sunday, Tell the Truth. We was going to do it last Sunday, but it was Father Day. So we pushed forth to have it on the fourth Sunday. So the host is making sure she gets the information to me so we can, I'm the co-host and producer for that show, to make sure we come to you and tell the truth. 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon on WBSW Internet Talk Radio, as well as Facebook. That's facebook.com/DrLBAlbertoSmith. Instagram, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, the number 10. Twitter, you have the same opportunity, the Smithway Production. You also have Lorenzo D. Smith 15 and WBSW_internet_talk_radio. Brothers, we're going to make it do what it do. Sisters, we're going to make it do what it do. To all the divine nine that was able to be here today, see, this is how God is doing his thing. God is making it happen. And we're going to take advantage of it. So we want you to truly be blessed. We want you to make sure that you take time to tell somebody you love them. Tell a family member or a friend. You might have to do it virtually or face-to-face. Give them a hug, virtually or face-to-face. But as we always say on this show, our hashtag, we have many of them, and we like to relate them to you. That's responsibility. Be responsible during this time of COVID-19 and fast approaching Delta variant number and Delta plus variant. Now we got to remember, we have to be careful, vaccinated or not. Be careful where you are. Because we have to deal with this some form of fashion. Protect our families. That's what I ask you to do. Be careful, not careless. Hashtag One Life Matter. Yes, it does. You can see it. Hashtag on the shirt, One Life Matter. What? Don't take anybody's life for granted. You can change someone's life by doing some things and modeling some positive things, do it. Go do it. That's what it's all about. Hashtag keep on grinding. See, we're going to keep on grinding on this show, on this network, on this radio station. We're going to keep on grinding. We're going to keep coming at you. We want you to be a part of it. And hopefully if you have something that you want to share and want to come and be live on our show, you can. All you have to do is go, you can use through Instagram where you are now, or Facebook. Or you can call the office. And I think I said earlier about emailing your Cash App, your Venmo account, your Apple Pay, your PayPal, or whatever way of transaction you do with funds, you can text it to our office. That's 334-467-6107.
334-467-7261. You also can email it to WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. It's been awesome. The last two hashtag make it do what it do, and hashtag communicate for understanding. You've been awesome. Truly, I love each and every one of you all for taking time to join us. Whether I was able to call out your name or not, but I saw several people join us through the eye. Thank you so much for taking time. Thank you so much for just being here. God is just so good. You, hopefully something come to you. Part of our real talk, talk about real love versus fake love. Have an awesome rest of the evening. We will be back on Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Tell the Truth, the host for that show, Miss Christine Walters, and I co-host that show. This is Dr. Lawrence D. Smith. It's been so good. It's a blessing. God has brought a mighty long way. I truly love you. I want to give you a hug. This hug is from my heart and my soul. And I want to truly tell you like I always tell you. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the